Hello and welcome to Redefine, your home for news about parental school choice and education reform.
All right, Joe, first let me say thank you so much. You know, thanks for finding somehow a little bit of time for us today. We know you have a lot on your plate and you're used to dealing with much bigger media than us, so we're grateful that you could do a little podcast with us.
No, absolutely happy to do it.
Well, I wanted to start off with the basic, obvious question, and it goes to, you know, the heart of this perception that school choice is somehow a, you know, conservative slash Republican thing. You're a true blue Democrat. You've worked with some of the biggest Democratic leaders over the past 30 years. So, you know, tell us, why are you a true blue Democrat supporting school choice?
Well, I mean, first of all, there are a lot of Democrats, a lot of the mayors, mostly at the local level, that seem to have embraced school choice. But my own personal reasons go, you know, back some 50-something years when I was got ready to start going to school for the first time, and it turned out that on one side of the street, you were on the street we lived on separated the two parts of the school district, and if you lived on one side of the street, you're going to schools that had a lot of gang violence. Even back then in the 60s, there were plenty of gangs in the area of Los Angeles that I was growing up. And on the other side of the street, on that side of the street, not only were the gangs, but the schools a lot of kids weren't graduating, and most of them weren't going to, you know, going to higher education, college, or beyond. On the other side of the street, the schools were pretty much devoid of gangs. Most of the kids were graduating from high school, and many of them were going on to college. And anyway, I lived on the wrong side. We were literally on the side of the street that, you know, kind of was all seen to be a dead end. My mother went down and fought like crazy repeatedly over and over and over again until I think just because they were tired of her, they gave in and let me go to, you know, to the good, to the better part of the district. And so for almost my entire time as I went through middle school, started seeing gangs for the first time and seeing what it was doing to my own schools, and then graduating, getting to college at San Jose State University to study aeronautical engineering. The whole way, I was sort of wondering, what happened to the kids that didn't have a mom who fought the district to go to a school I wasn't supposed to go to? Mm-hmm. Why did she have to fight to have that choice? And frankly, I think if we'd lived two blocks off the line, it wouldn't have happened. There was, you know, they kind of caved because we lived, you know, literally on one side of a yellow dot going down the street. But that seemed to me to be kind of crazy way to, you know, shuffle kids around.
So do you feel like being on that one side of the street maybe have made a difference in the course of your life? You know, depending on what side of the street you're on, that and which school you got assigned to because of that could have changed the trajectory of your life?
Well, I'm sure it would have. I mean, I don't know how. Maybe it had been better. I don't know. Or, you know, tougher, but I may have been better for it. I don't know. I'll never know that. But I still think it's, you know, parents and kids ought to have the right to make that choice. It shouldn't be just because somebody drew a line and decided for you. I've got nothing against public schools. I, as I just said, I'm a product of the public school system of the LA Unified School District. I'm very proud of what I've been able to accomplish in life, but I think not recognizing that technology's moved, changed, things are moving faster, textbooks could be much more up to date than they are, that one size fits all isn't going to work, particularly as technology changes the jobs of the future. That we've got to reform education, we've got to rethink it, we've got to reinvent it. And I think the great thing about school choice is there's some ideas that people put forward for reform that I probably wouldn't agree with. But what I want to see is everybody put all their ideas. Teachers, you put your idea. If you got an idea about how to reform education, let's see it.
Right.
So let's put all of them. Let's not demonize anybody. Let's all agree that the status quo is not working, and let's change it because our kids deserve that.
Well, before we go on, Joe, I want to ask you this just to make sure everybody understands, you know, how far you go on school choice. When you say you're a school choice supporter, does that support extend, you know, beyond public school options like magnet schools and charter schools? I mean, do you also support vouchers and tax credit scholarships and things like that?
I think we should try them all. I think we should experiment and try, responsible ideas. I mean, there's some out there that maybe you and I would even agree we shouldn't do. But I'm just saying that, no, I think, we should, I think some of them won't work. I mean, some ideas that everybody, many people think are great, let's try them. And, make sure that we've got ways to follow up and see what the results were. And when they don't work, move on and keep enhancing the things that are working. I think that's why I think all of us can agree, or most of us should be able to agree, that the current way the current status quo is, it may be working for some kids, maybe even many, but it's not working for too many.
Okay. Well, obviously you work with a lot of different campaigns in a lot of different states, so you know the political landscape out there as well as anybody. So my next question is just to ask you if you're seeing the same things that we're seeing, which is, despite the perception and despite the narrative, there actually are more and more Democrats, liberals, progressives, whatever you want to call it, who are slowly but surely coming on board to support expanded school choice, including vouchers and tax credit scholarships. Are you seeing the same thing? And if so, why do you think Democrats are coming around?
Well, I think you are seeing it, again, mostly at the local level, mayors, city council, school board members, inner cities in particular, because, look, those are the places where they can see, where we're failing and where it's not working currently. And want to see change and reform. I think at the local level, you're starting to see a lot more broad-based movement to move more towards choice for parents and children. And a lot more experimenting, a lot more trying out new concepts, whether it's charter schools, there's so many different ways now for e-schools. We've got so much available out there now in terms of the best instructors renowned on a subject should be able to be in every classroom in the country on that subject, through the technology and ways that we can do things now, but we don't do it that way.
Right.
So there's all kinds of, I think, room to improve education, and I think you're seeing a big movement at the local level, again, across party lines, that's starting to re-examine the status quo and say, hey, let's try this, let's try that, let's look at different ideas, because we've got to be able to do better for the next generation of kids. I mean, we're losing too many today.
What approaches can we take, and or what kind of messages can we make, or what kind of arguments can we make that would help persuade even more Democrats to come around quicker? I mean, are there certain arguments that would be effective in moving them, and are there other arguments that would turn them off?
I've said it before, I'll say it again, we got to get beyond demonizing each other, and that's the Democrats demonizing Republicans because they want to privatize and get rich off education, or Republicans and the right demonizing the teachers' unions. Look, we got plenty of stuff we can disagree about and be angry about. But I think that those two, that sort of demonizing the other side, makes it tougher for open-minded people on both sides to come together and start working on things. So I'm not one of those people out there who does that. And I try to counsel against it on both sides. The thing I like about School Choice Week is that it doesn't attack any single idea. It welcomes all of them.
Totally, right.
You know, if you're for vouchers, you know, put them on the table. If you're for charter schools, put them on the table. If you think the public school system could be improved this way, put that idea on the table. Let's all come together. We can agree on one thing, that the status quo doesn't work, and that we can do better. If you get everybody agreeing to that, then I think we can start trying to find agreement about what of these proposed solutions are worth looking into more.
I like the messaging of National School Choice Week for so many reasons. You know, it's optimistic, it's inclusive, like you said.
Right.
It's almost apolitical, and in the times where it does get political, you know, it tends to stress bipartisanship, like the whole thing with Senator Ted Cruz and, you know, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee on the stage together in Texas, I guess it was. It seems to me that that approach is more effective, you know, the stressing bipartisanship is more effective in getting fair-minded people who may be on the fence when it comes to school choice to come around.
Absolutely. That's what I think is the most important. The first two steps are that, forging a truly bipartisan coalition, and secondly, okay, great, now that we have that, regardless of ideology, put your ideas on the table now. Great, we're having a conversation. We're not, you know, yelling and screaming at each other. We're coming together around common ideas that for the one thing that we should all agree on is that we've got to give our kids the best future possible, best education possible. And that means every kid, not just kids on the right side of the street. Like I said, I learned that very early on in my own life. It's what made me open to looking at school choice. Basically, I was the benefit of my mom making that kind of decision and forcing it on a school district that didn't want to hear it. And frankly, for 50 years, since my mom did that, too many kids never had that choice. I mean, just like, it's just unfathomable to me that, I just think about all those years, and that system is still in place today,
right,
everywhere. Or most places, anyway. Too many places.
Well, Joe, I know we're running out of time, so let me see if I can just ask you this one last thing about messaging.
Sure.
Well, you know, Republicans, as you know, are making a big push to stress school choice right now. You know, we have Majority Leader Cantor making a lot of visits, and Senator Rand Paul making a lot of visits. Do you think this will help the Republicans pick up Black and Latino voters, if that's, you know, if that's part of the end goal here? And at the same time, do you think that could it possibly turn off some Democrats that they're stressing so much that Republicans are for school choice? In other words, you know, kind of in contrast to National School Choice Week, which is stressing bipartisanship or stressing, you know, that it's apolitical, the Republican push seems to be stressing that school choice is a Republican thing. So what's your take on their strategy?
I think it hurts for two reasons. First of all, in terms of gaining support in the African American or Hispanic community, the Republican Party, and I'm just being honest about it, has a lot more work to do than simply being on the right side of promoting school choice for those communities. And I don't think it alone will be enough to woo many votes. Secondly, if Eric Cantor and Republicans really wanted to move the particularly in this polarized environment, finding some Democratic co-sponsors like Sheila Jackson Lee, who you pointed out was with Ted Cruz in Houston. In other words, make it a bipartisan thing. Making it partisan, making it, you know, the Republican, one of the Republican toolkit for victory in November of 2014, keeps that the polarization and the, you know, the demonization of both sides, keeps that all going. And again, and my guess is it sets the ball backwards, not forwards. I'm not begrudging them for their efforts. You know, I know they care about it. I'm not saying that. I just think that I'm a big advocate of building a bipartisan across ideological line coalition, and neither side using the issue in a, or presenting the issue in a way that polarizes. And I think that would be my worry. I'm not saying it's going to happen that way. I hope it doesn't.
But there is a risk there in that approach they're taking right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, Joe, this has been tremendous. I can't believe I actually got to interview you here for about 20 minutes, so thank you so much for taking some time out and sharing your insights on school choice with us.
Happy to be with you. Really, thank you for the opportunity to talk about this.
All right, well, you take care.